Chof Aleph Iyer, 6th of May, Rabbi Yaakov Zippa, Ketinek Habareach mi Beis HaSefer.
Subject matter is Ketinek Habareach Mibeis HaSefer. I'd like to share with you a fascinating chazal. There's a well-known Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. Omrulei Rabbonon Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbonon said to Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Osu Darutika Ho'idna. Children have come to the Beit Midrash today. Some young children came to the Beit Midrash. Va'omru Mila. And they were machadish, words that afilu bimei Yeshua ben Nun leitma. Words that were not even said in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And the Gemara goes through and explains, Aleph Beis, Aleph Bino, Gimel Dalas, Goimel Dalim. Children came and they were able to explain some of the seudas of the Aleph Beis in a manner it appears that Klal Yisrael had never heard such Torah before. It's a very fascinating Gemara. But the interesting point is, we don't know anything about these children. Who were these children? And what did they do to deserve that they were able to be Mechadish Torah? What did they do? So in Bavli, there's no mention of it. But Rav Nissim Gaon brings down the Yerushalmi.
Where's the Yerushalmi?
In Megillah Tesvov. Megillah Tesvov. And it says in the new print of Oiz V'Hodo, Megillah Tesvov. Maisa B'Yoim Sagrir. There's an interesting introduction. It was a day of inclement weather. Day when it was weather to such a degree that it was considered almost a sakona to go out. That day, the chachomim didn't go to Beis HaMedrash. Can you imagine? This is in the time of the Tanoim. Nobody could go to Beis HaMedrash. But there were a group of young children. Nichnesu atinekes. A group of young boys got together. Omran. And they said, Eson never Beis Vavad lo yevatel. How important it is to make sure that the Beis HaMedrash isn't closed. How can we allow the Beis HaMedrash to be closed? We're going to go to Beis HaMedrash. So they braved the weather and they came to the Beis HaMedrash. And that day they were mechadish that Torah. When the Tanoim came later on, they told them what they had been mechadish that day, and the Tanoim were amazed. And they were so impressed that the Chazal, the Yishalmi concludes and says, "V'simu eisam chachamim." Simu eisam chachamim means, says a Korban Eder, that they took note. Who's sitting here today? Let's watch the space. Let's watch the space. What's going on? What's happening? And v'omdu kulam b'nei adam gedolim. And every one of those became exceptional tanoim. This is brought in a Medrash Rabbah, and it brings their pasuk, Gam b'malolov yisnaken na. One can sometimes tell the future, even when a child is young. So this is the background to the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. How were they zoicha to it? Because they went on a day of inclement weather, and they went to Beis HaMedrash. And the question is, wonderful, wonderful, very admirable, and they definitely deserve praise, accolade and praise. But why should it be that this gave them the schus to be able to mechadish Torah, which wasn't said even in the time of Yeshua ben Nun? What was so significant? So I'd like to suggest that the pshat could be with another Yerushalmi, which is brought down by Rav Nissim Gaon. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara tells us in Shabbos in the sugya of Shema Yata, which means on Shabbos one may not learn or read by a light. Because if it starts flickering and you're in the middle of learning, you'll want to continue. So you may be tempted to adjust the light. So the Gemara asks the question, Daf Yud Gimel, Meisvei Rav Shingam Nileima, Hatinoikes Shul Beis Rabbo. Young children could learn on Shabbos. Now, how can they learn on Shabbos? there's a problem, Shamayata. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Rashi Parshi Yosef, they're not really using the Svarim inside, they're just using it to remind themselves. Iboya Seima, Shani Tanoikas. Children are different because their Rebbe is their Amos Rabbon Aleim, and they're not going to put a foot wrong. Those are the two answers in the Bavli. Rav Nissim Gaon writes on the side a very interesting expression. And he says, this question, Pirku Aleha Base Pirukin Betalmudenu. In our Gemara, there's two terutzim. But Betalmud Eretz Yisrael, in the Yerushalmi, Pirku Proik Echa, another teretz, Chaviv, which is very precious to me, and Ratzisi Lekoisvay. Interesting introduction. Not just another teretz, it's another teretz, very precious. What's the other teretz? He says, let's understand the reality. It's a Dova Pella. Remember, we're talking about Tinoikas in the time of the Tanoim. Children of Tanoim, who may have grown out to be Tanoim. Says the Yerushalmi, that Rav Nissim Gaon brings down, Ha Tinoikas Yisrachku Minakriya. Naturally, they don't want to learn. And therefore, even if they're sitting learning, Yavu Sheyech Bahaneir, they'll be very happy if the light goes out. To the degree, Va'onu Batuchim Bahem, we can rest assured, Ki Lo Yatos Haneir. There's no Chashash Shema Yata. Sham no Chashash Shema Yata. Lefichach, Hotam Nikwe, Slayerane, Delekanamecha Shema Yatu. Now, when it came to on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, Chachomim said, you better not allow Tkir Shofar, because there may be one yid, according to Ben Azai, you only open Shabbos if you jump, you may just find one person who's carrying a Shofar and he'll jump. And that's already, we're so worried about Chil Shabbos, could I to cancer for Klal Yisrael? And here, Chachomim have said, Mutter lekatchila for children. Why?
What are we learning here?
What are we learning here? And what's the lesson here? We're learning here a tremendous insight. This is important. It's a Dova Chaviv. I always understood it's a Dova Chaviv for parents and mechanchim. But I want to then today take it a third stage and show it's for us as well. For parents and mechanchim, it's important to know. Children, when Chazal say, Ketinoik habayreach mi beis ha-sefer, it's to be taken literally. An obedient child will sit and learn. You want them to learn for an hour, you may learn an hour, and 2 hours in time, that's annoying, I don't know how long they learned. But one thing you should know. He's not going to stay there longer than he has to. And if there's a chashash, sheyech b'haneir, and if let the light goes out. Light goes out. Tenek habarech. It's a mitzias. It's something one has to realize. We have to, as parents and mechanchim, we have to realize that. So before we come to the third point, let's understand. That means that it's that within the nature of a child, that within the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created adults. But the nature of a child is to want to go out and play and to enjoy themselves. That's the nature of the child. These children went against their nature. What better excuse? The yeshivas closed. The Rosh Yeshivas aren't coming today. Let's have a time. I remember Kat Havina Yenucha. I lived in Stamford Hill, and I remember as a young boy in the early 60s, when he used to have smog. Smog was the smoke and fog. And when on the occasional times when they had the smog, to us it was a liahudim, there was no school. There was no school, you couldn't go out, it was dangerous to go out, and we had to stay at home, it was wonderful. So that is the natural thing for children. To go against that teva, to go against that is something extraordinary. What we are learning, and that's what the Yerushalmi is telling us in Megillah, was a Yom HaDesagri. And if somebody goes against their nature on a Yom HaDesagri and goes to learn, it is so chashuv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were given a Siyata Dishmaya to be Machadish Torah, Afilip Mei Yeshua Benun. I think that's the Pashat, there's a two of Nissim Gaon's work very nicely together. Okay, would you be okay if I take questions afterwards? I'm limited for time and I want to get through the Chaimah. And I'll take as many questions after. You okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, let's take this further. I think there's a third point here, and I think it's important for us to know. What's important to us to know is that if this is the nature It doesn't change. Nature doesn't change. A child becomes an adult. And a child becomes an adult, let's understand that we are, unless we work on it, we will also be the proverbial Tinei Kabareach Beis HaSefer. We may come to, in our adult years, we may have more self-discipline, we may be more on top of ourselves, but there's a very fine line between keeping our storim and learning. Are we waiting, and the moment it stops, the shiur finishes, or we've got this straight away, it's Katina Kabareach, we can't wait, we've got to get back to that phone call, we've got to get back here, or we possibly. So I think there's a very important, the Dovah Choviv is, to understand it's a nature, and let's understand how important it is to be Meskaber over it. So let me share with you, time allowing, and work through a couple of interesting points. When Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk in Pashas Baloisecho, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Klal Yisrael traveled away from Har Hashem, Derech Shleishis Yomim. Chazal tell us, this is the Pasuk, where this was the beginning of the Peronias, of the punishments, and this led to many more punishments. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, brings down a Medrash, Vayisu Shenosu Mehar Sinai, when they left Har Sinai, they were there over a year, and when they left Har Sinai, they left Ketinoik, Hayyitza mi beis haSefer. So what they left today is beis haSefer. Shebareach loy v'hoylech loy. A child who goes to beis haSefer, bareach loy v'hoylech loy. We'll explain that expression soon. He runs away, bareach loy v'hoylech loy. Kachay you boirchim mehasina derech Shleishis Yomim. Let us first understand, why does a child run away from school? Is he running home or is he running away? Says the Ramban. It's a frightening expression, but the Ramban writes, Nosu mehasinai besimcha, ketinoik habayreach beis haSefer, omru, shemo yarbe velich yitlon mitzvahs. Do you know why a child runs away from cheder? He's just sat through an hour and a half Gemara Shia. He's listened every word. He's got his jacket on. What would happen if the Rebbe turns around and says, by the way, I've just got another mahalach in Taisu, sit down again. What's going to happen? Shemo yarbe loy, says Rabbi Yeruchum. If we can create a picture of a child leaving school, so the child's got one sleeve in, and he doesn't even have time to button up his coat, because he can't get out of it quick enough. He must get away in case the Rebbe calls him back. I'd like to suggest the diuk in the Medrash, boireach loy v'hoylech loy. When you run away from somebody, you run, and then when the person is in the background, then you can start walking again. If the child is running home, then to the contrary. The closer he gets to home, the quicker he's going to run. He wants to get home. So it's not the getting home, it's the running away. The point I want to bring out is, and it's a very important point, or let us take it a stage further. So this is, we're all familiar with this chazal, that by Hasinas Tinei Kabareach Beis HaSefer. Recently I came across a Yerushalmi in Tanis, Kav Zayin Amud Aleph. And it's very, very frightening. Because Yerushalmi writes in Tanis that this Tinei Kabareach, let's look at the dates. The Tinei Kabareach in Beis HaSefer took place on the 20th of Iyar. The Torah writes that. On the 3 days, 20, 21st, and 22nd of Iyar. The Yerushalmi writes, immediately on the 23rd, on the 22nd there were the Mesoinim, they complained for the meat. The meat came for 1 month. It came from the 23rd of Iyar to the 22nd of Sivan. Immediately, the next day was the Maaseh Miriam for 7 days, which took us up to the 29th. Then, immediately following that was a Meraglim. So the Yerushalmi says, and that led up to Tisha B'Av. So what we're learning is something very, very scary. We're learning that the Tinei Kabareach Beis HaSefer was somehow considered by the Ribbono Shel Olam such an infringement on Klal Yisrael, what they were doing on Ner Madrega, that this was the catalyst, and this brought one Peronius ultimately to the Meraglim, which is the Churban HaBayis and Golus today. So this is, we're talking about, there's something big going on here. But just to reiterate, when I said, Ketinei Kabareach Beis HaSefer, we all have a child inside us. We're talking about the Doyer Deyer. We're talking about the Doyer Mekablei Torah. And Chazal described the doer who left Hasinai. They were the Tinek Habrech Meis HaSeifer. And one has to understand that. One has to understand. Again, why this was considered so chum? Why was it not so chum? Rabbi Yerucham writes, "Don't think that they went running as Rabbi, they went away." But there was an element here of Tinek Habrech Meis HaSeifer. So here we have the Doyer Deah, who was a Tinek Habrech Meis HaSeifer, and as a result of that came with the Misoinim. And after the Mesoinim came the Maisa Miriam and the Meraglim, the Chulban Abayis, and all the Tzoras came to Nekabarech. I'd like to suggest that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset with Klal Yisrael at that stage was because one of the most important lessons by Yetzias Mitzrayim was in this particular area. Pasuk says, one of the difficult pashas, straight after the Shira, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael. Moshe has to drag Klal Yisrael, to schlep Klal Yisrael away from the Yam Suf. He forces them to journey. Vayetzon Virshu, Hisyon Bal Korcho. Why is that? Because the Mitzrayim came, their animals had been bedecked and covered with gold and silver and precious stones, and the Bizas Hayom was more the Bizas Mitzrayim. Hutzruch Lahasyon Bal Korcho. Moshe Bein had to force them away. Now let's have a look. If you learn the parasha, it's very interesting. So what followed that, straight after that, was Vayelchu Shleishas Yom B'Mayim, V'Lei Matzah Mayim, there's no water. They came to Mara, V'Lei Yochel Lishleish, they couldn't drink the water, Kimorim Heim, V'Yiloinu, they complained, V'Yitzak Al Hashem, V'Yirei Hashem Eitz, and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them water, Shom Som Leichayku Mishpat, they got, it was a miniature Hasina. Whenever I learn this parasha, I have this difficulty. In Kehelis it says Ace as a time of Simcha, as a time of Tzara, there's a time of Golos, as a time of Yeshua. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent the Makkos. The Ribbono Shel Olam then took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. They came out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magbia Shefolim in the highest degree. Treated them literally like Bnei Malachim. And here they are, they come out of the Yamsuf, and all of a sudden for 3 days there's no water. Many of you read, I'm sure many of you have read this book, incredible. It's incredible. And he writes there that his father writes of all the suffering that he went through in the camps, nothing can compare to the suffering which the Germans put on them during the death march, and this was of thirst. When they had to go for 3 days without water, he said this was Oila Alka, there's no torture in the world that can compare. And here Klal Yisrael are put through this torture, straight after the Yom Suf, this anticlimax. And after that, as a minish hasina, what's the chat? So let me share with you. First of all, the Klal Yisrael says there was a tremendous time in Klal Yisrael. But let me share with you very briefly. It's a well-known story. It's documented in many places. Is it 100% true? Would we be mate and aguna with this story? I'm not sure. But this story, I've heard it in many places, and it's supposed to be an authentic story about Baron Rothschild. Baron Rothschild, the story is told about him, that Besof Yomov, towards the end of his life, he was very concerned about people forcing him on Shabbos to get engaged in business deals, governments, and so on. So he had a safe which was built. I don't know in those days what technology they had, but it was some type of a lock on his safe, which was with a time switch. Oh. And when it closed Erev Shabbos, it would not open until Monday morning, or something like that, or well after Shabbos. How it was done, I don't know, but that's how it goes. One Erev Shabbos, he went in there, and he stayed in there a few minutes too long, and it closed on him. and he never came out alive. But he didn't come out alive, but he left a message. And he wrote there, and they say this is the legacy of Baron Rothschild. Here I am, possibly the wealthiest man in this part of the world, looking at bonds, securities, and more money than more people have ever seen in their life. And here I am, but suddenly I realize, havel avolim, I would exchange all of this for a bit of fresh air. I'm gasping for breath and a glass of water. I would give away everything I have. And this is, and understand that this was his legacy. This was legacy. Incidentally, his son-in-law was Moshe Montefiore, Zechoi Nirvacha. And Moshe Montefiore learned that lesson. When he was 40 years old, he retired.
Yes.
Although his empire at that time had matched his parents' as well. And he retired, and he spent his life, because he understood. He understood the message. He understood the legacy of his father. I believe the lesson of Mara was a lesson that Baron Rothschild has left, his legacy of Baron Rothschild. Klal Yisrael are coming out of Mitzrayim. They're coming out of Mitzrayim. Where were they heading to? Tavdun Eselikim ala Harazeh. The whole purpose of Tavdun Eselikim. The Kleyoka says that they weren't told that, as far as they knew, you go straight from Mitzrayim to Hasinai. So if you stay here longer, you're delaying going to Hasinai. And you're prepared to delay going to Hasinai because you want to pick up a bit more money? That's what you want? Haven't you understood? Haven't you understood that Mitzrayim was all about wealth and that's been destroyed? Let me throw in something fascinating. The last Avodah Zarah to be destroyed was Baal Tzefoin. Baal Tzefoin, Chazal tell us Baal Tzefoin was Pisaim, built by Klal Yisrael. What was it? It was a massive fortress. I suppose the nearest thing in today's world, it was Fort Knox. It was a secure bank with no doors that anybody could get into. Money was locked in there. All the money, a lot of the money which was gathered by Yosef was put there. Why was it put there? So the Oznaim Netayr explains that the Mitzrayim believed that the success that they received, that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored, why they were favored during the famine, came from the God of money. It came from the God of money. And this God of money, and he brought all the money. So therefore, if it comes from the God of money, this money is Kodesh Kodshim. And therefore they put the money into, and they worshipped, literally they worshipped money. The last Avodah Zarah, in other words, the last lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Mitzrayim is, that money is garnished. This is Mitzrayim, what is it? What values? Have a look, it's nothing at all that can be destroyed. And that was the destruction of Baal Tzefoin. And that was the lesson in Mara. The ultimate lesson in Mara to Klal Yisrael was, Klal Yisrael, with all the money in the world, imagine somebody going there with their children. You're 3 days in the Sahara Desert, and you haven't had a drink, and you got all the money, and all of a sudden you hear some singing, and one of these ice cream vans comes along and says, "Does anyone like a cold can of Coke? How much is it going for?" Everything that you've got. But I haven't got enough for everybody. Everybody be running up. That was the lesson of Mara. The lesson of Mara is Klal Yisrael. What's all that you have? I didn't give it to you that you should. I didn't give you the Bezas Mitzrayim that you should suddenly lose yourself with money. I gave it to you as a mashal, because the nimshal is Torah and the chamod. I wanted you to understand what it means accumulating wealth. But the lesson was use it for Torah. And if you're standing there and Moshe has to schlep you away, you haven't learned the lesson. And that's the lesson of Mara. That's why immediately following that was Shom Som Leichayk Mishpat. So listen to this. When it comes to the Yam Suf, it's Vayasa Moshe, Moshe has to schlep them away. And when it came to Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael ran away Ketana Kabareya. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you haven't learned the lesson. And if you haven't learned the lesson, what happened next? The Ribbono Shel Olam created, we Yidden have a tremendous taiva. That's why Yidden are very wealthy. Because there's a taivas moment. The taivas moment, they want to get wealthy and they want to own, they want to have investments here and investments there. Where does it come from? Ask anybody sensibly. You've got your panasa and you want to invest in this country and in this country. Where does it come from? And somebody told me, explained to me, I heard this once from Adam Godel. It comes because the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're learning Shas. There's Yerushalmi, there's Torah Koyanim, there's Rambam, there's Midrashim, there's so much else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, but gave it to us that we should use it for Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you haven't learned the lesson of Mitzrayim. What? If you haven't learned the lesson of Mitzrayim, what did it lead to? It led to Mitzrayim. If we don't use the taiva for Torah, look what happens straight away. It goes for that. We don't want to go to Etzol. We don't want that. That was... Very briefly, that was the lesson. So let's summarize what we have learned. By Matan Torah, immediately following Matan Torah, it's Vayasa, it's Klal Yisrael, run away Ketinek HaBerech. This brings, after it, a whole lot of paronius. Brings the paronius, it leads from one to the other. And we ask the question, was Tinnika Berea something so bad that it led to everything else? And the answer is, this is Klal Yisrael had missed one of the most important lessons. The Tinnik HaBereach is simply, when you say Tinnik HaBereach, you know, if there's a kiddush in shul, and you want to know where the good stuff is, look where the children are. They'll know exactly where it is. They'll know exactly where it is. When we were children, Parkway Patisserie, that was Parkway Patisserie, those were, when you want to know where the Parkway Patisserie cakes where were the children? And the time you got there, there was usually nothing left. But that's what children are. And you say to children, you know, children, I'm sorry, we've got to go now. It'll be Vayasa Moshe. We'll have to schlep them away. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was a lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them. By the Yamsuf, have a look. And I tried to explain to you then, and I was hoping that lesson would last, and you'd come to Matan Torah, and you'd appreciate what you've got, you'd appreciate every word of Torah, and every mitzvah is nitzchus, you'd appreciate that, and you didn't. So let's come back to what we said at the beginning of this year. Let's understand what an important subject that is. Those children, in Shabbos Taf Kuf Dalet, those children who came to Beis HaMedrash and a machadish teirish lechitshuk me Yeshua ben Nun. What was it? Why were they zeicher to that? As the Nissan Gaon says, Yushalmi says, it was a yomid asagri. And these are children who could have easily had every excuse. Every excuse. Rabbi Yerucham writes himself. He says he remembers, I'm not quite sure the Metzias, but it seems that there were certain avreichim in Mir who used to go and learn or come to Mir, and they wouldn't go home for 2-3 weeks at a time. And one day there was a fire in Mir. And one of the Avreichim admitted to Rabbi Yerucham, when I saw the fire, I thought to myself, if only the yeshiva would burn, I'd better go and see my wife. He says, forget the Midas Achzorius, but do we understand it? The Tinnik HaBereach, our Avoda, and I think it's something so important, is, Baruch Hashem, we're learning, we are disciplined in learning, we have kviyasin in learning, but there is, if we have created, hopefully created an awareness, we are trying to create an awareness, Chazal are creating an awareness, that there is such a subtle difference between you finish learning, wait that bit longer. In other words, close the Gemara, you're about to slam it close, stop, have one last peep in Tosfos. Last peep, it's not being closed straight away. You're not running away. And this, if we talk about a Yoma de Sagri, Yoma de Sagri means a day of inclement weather. But it means many things as well. Yoma de Sagri means a time when people aren't learning. It's a Shabbos afternoon, and you've had a nice dinner, you've had a hard week, and you're waiting to have a rest, you want to go to have a sleep, because on to hate. But on your way upstairs, stop off for a moment. Open a sefer. Let it be for 3 minutes. No. Do you know how hard that is? It is hard, it's very hard. I remember as a child, coming home from Sunday Yeshiva, my father's name gesund. So I came home, and I sat and learnt a bit. I said, good night, Daddy. And my father said to me, Yankee, another 5 minutes. I said, Daddy, I've come. Another 5 minutes. And I remember sitting there. It was so hard. But that is a training. And it is so choshev. One cannot begin to imagine the chashivas and what we can. The whole learning can change. It's not just some learning, some davening. We are. Many people have tight. The moment davening, sometimes one has to run out, but then it's still not Tinnik HaBereach. It's like vos ken ichton. You know, what can I do? I have to go now. And if one doesn't have to go. If the Tinnik HaBereach led to the Mesoinim, led to the Meraglim, led to Golos, that means that we've got to put that right. We have to put it right. Let me just conclude with one last thought, which I was thinking on the way here. It's not a process thought, but I think this could be a choshev thought. We are dealing in a generation today where, unfortunately, we have seen many tinoikas who have been boireach mibeis ha-sefer and said goodbye. Many children have left the path. Many from the best families they don't come to shul anymore. They don't come to shul in the shurim. We are limited what we can do with those children. But one thing is bodok and menusa. The Ribbono Shel Olam pays midah keneged midah. And if we as parents, as caring parents, as neighbors, as friends, as part of the kehillah, when we sit down and it's hard for us and we're tired and we say, I'm doing another 5 minutes, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am doing the 5 minutes. Let this be considered a yom de sagrir and help in this chus to bring back Yiddish Kindlech. May we all be zeiche to Kabbalah Satoira. May we be zeiche to a time when Beis Hashem Yisbarach, the Rebbein Shalom, takes us back from Golos, B'Bias HaMashiach, B'Meira, B'Yameinu, Amen.